Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The seven-person commission has taken the conversation to the community.
Well, welcome, everybody. I'm glad y'all could be here. It's my honor.
So far, they've been to the Richmond Public Library, talked to the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and most recently met with a group at a local Unitarian church.
Be aware of your language and actions to ensure that everyone feels safe and comfortable to share.
This evening, about 70 have broken up into small circles. Anita Hill proposes adding statues of slaves, modeled after real people and chained together, strung along the grassy median between each Confederate general.
I think the visual impact has to be as startling as those statues are huge.
Beth O'Leary says maybe each monument could be surrounded with natural stone monoliths, 500 in total.
Each stone representing 1,000 men, women, and children who were enslaved and sold out of Richmond.
Clyde Bowie lives on Monument Avenue and loves it.
And I'm not sure, your proposal sounds interesting, but I really don't know that Monument Avenue is the place to have this debate, you know, or to have this presentation. First of all, it's a place where people live.
It's these kinds of concrete ideas and mostly civil discussions that the commission was hoping to get by shifting its focus away from large public forums. Christy Coleman is co-chair of the commission and CEO of the American Civil War Museum.
We're being more mindful in how to have the voices at the table without the shouting matches, without the domination of one voice or another, or one idea versus another.
The Monument Avenue Commission will continue its work through April. They hope to have a final report on the mayor's desk by the end of May. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.